This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some legal services? Well, we may have a lawyer closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing attorney Alicia Daniels with Genesis Law. Alicia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, and how are you?
I am well. We're all excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your practice.
So Genesis Law is an estate planning and living trusts, a power of attorney, living wills for individuals. And after you have lost a loved one, I assist the family with probate, so transferring assets from the name of a person who's passed away into the name of whomever that person's beneficiaries are.
So, Alicia, how did you get into this business?
It's kind of a long story, but the short version, when I first started practicing, so I'm licensed in New York, New Jersey, and Florida. And when I first started practicing, I was in New Jersey. I worked at a small firm, and I was able to help families with estate planning and probate. And I really enjoyed it, but it was 2006. And so real estate was kind of the king at the time. And I ended up being segued into a real estate practice. But in 2010, when I moved to Florida, there were no real estate jobs. And so I ended up in the default space representing banks in foreclosure and bankruptcy cases. But in 2020, I think like everyone else, I started to really think about what I was doing with myself every day in my life. I really reflected and I decided I wanted to be, you know, the solution to people's problems. I wanted to help people every single day instead of being the name or the face that is involved with the worst moment of their life, which is losing a home. And so I quit my job and I opened my law firm and I decided that I'm committing my practice to estate planning and probate so that I can help families build their legacies.
Okay. Building a legacy. Who doesn't want to do that, right?
I don't know anyone who doesn't want to do that.
Let's talk about some myths and misconception of the legal field or specifically estate planning and probate.
Absolutely. So there are a few that I talk about pretty often because I get them so often. Number one, people tend to think that there's plenty of time for estate planning, or they think that it's only for, I call them seasoned individuals, but seniors. But the reality is life is extremely unpredictable. I think the last few years have shown that to all of us. And you might think you have another day, but you just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so you should have some sort of an estate plan once you hit the age of 18 and you're a legal adult. Another misconception I get pretty often is that estate planning is only for people who have attained a lot of wealth. They have a lot of assets. But estate planning is about more than just what happens to things after you pass away. I think more importantly, estate planning is about choosing the person who's going to make some important decisions for you. So if you became incapacitated tomorrow, who would handle your affairs? Who would manage your legal affairs, your financial affairs? Who's going to talk to your doctors? And so when we put together an estate plan, we're going to be preparing documents that answer those questions so that if you are unable to speak for yourself, you have documents that can speak for you. And then the number one misconception that I get about probate is that a will avoids probate. And what I always say is that a will without probate here in Florida is just a piece of paper. It actually has to go through probate if there are assets that need to go through the probate process. Those are my top three misconceptions.
I know that firsthand from dealing with a family situation. Yeah, it could be tough. You need somebody to hold your hand and guide you through that process.
Yeah.
Now, I know you are a very busy attorney, but when you're not so busy with your business, what do you like to do for fun?
I build things. I am a do-it-yourself person. I love woodworking and power tools. So when I am not sitting in the office, I'm usually drawing something out, looking at YouTube videos to figure out how to build it. And there is nothing more exciting for me than to have purchased the materials, cut the wood, glued it together, nailed it together, whatever, however I put it together, and I'll have this piece, whatever furniture, whatever item it is, I have this piece that I can forever look at and know that it's mine. I made it. I didn't just go to the store and buy it. So that's my side hobby.
Looking at you, I would have never came to that conclusion.
I know. And I can have some videos on Instagram of me with the power tools. People get a real kick out of it.
But what do you do for out? I mean, do you like to travel or enjoy some of this sunny Florida? Or I mean,
well, I moved to Florida for the weather, and so you know, I do enjoy the weather. I love yoga when I have the time. I think there's nothing better than morning yoga, and I do travel when there's time. I usually go on at least one cruise a month because we are right by the cruise ports. So there's nothing better than a weekend cruise to the Bahamas or something like that. But I do love to travel internationally and go over to Europe and stuff as well.
Okay. All right. Let's change gears a little bit. Life often deals us curveballs. Let's talk about a hardship, one struggle, something you rose above and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Divorce. For me, it would have to be divorce. You know, you think this is life, this is what it looks like, and you have your day-to-day routine, and then just like that, it's different, right? And you have to really sit down and reassess. And I think, you know, you have to take life as it comes, and you can sit down and you can dwell on the negative aspects, or you can use that and create a plan, create a vision of what you want to see for your next phase of life. And then you create those incremental steps that get you to that goal. And for me, that really, when I look back at where I've come from, I still pinch myself sometimes because I'm just amazed at how far I've come in this amount of time.
So you used it as a motivator.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess we gotta choose how we use our energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put you on a spot a little bit there, Alicia, if it's okay with you. I'll make you a little uncomfortable. Is that all right?
Okay.
I want you to narrow it down to one thing. Now, I know when you think of Genesis law, it's so much that you do, but I want you to limit it to one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Genesis law.
Ooh, it's all about legacy building, you know. For me, I think, you know, life is short, and I think what you leave behind is probably more important than, you know, what you do today and what you're doing tomorrow when you wake up, right? And so my focus, my life's work here is educating people about what the tools are needed in order to build a strong legacy, because we're here really building for tomorrow.
Yeah, on that note, I'm sure a lot of our listeners now are just really thinking, and they got family members, aunt, uncles, and parents that's right around that age, and they want to know, the word that's on their lip right now is how. How can they get more information on Genesis Law?
Okay, so I have a pretty robust social media presence, and so you can find me on all social media. My handle is Little Bit of Law, because I'm providing you with a little bit of law. That's LILBITOFLAW. My website is genesislawpa.com, GENESISLAW, P as in Paul, A as in Apple.com. And then the phone number is 772-539-9831.
Well, Alicia, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your practice the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.